I don't know how to hate a woman. I don't even like to fight. Talk less of a woman. Me and family, Sanka or Babiada, I've never been abusive. I've never been violent in my life towards any woman. You can ask any woman I've ever dated. Me, yes, that type of person. The worst I will do, I will move from your face or from that space, cool off my mind, and later come back to try to solve it or talk through it amicably. Utu kwai echo Dubai without my knowledge. Me we have said blogger be a post you online say oh Dubai. Gonna name Kasa for some weird or some next reason. You worried in talking terms with me. Who has all Dubai? Okoye, oba ba. Kawa. Me yon wa dear kawa. You sure swai the show. Oba, I won't share kawa no. Ano mi busa say. What is the wedding ring? Cause I can't see you wearing it. Okacha me say no. I worry any dear. Where jai worry no? It's over. You don't want to do it anymore because so many things are going on. Kofoki Kanyama be chill and all of that. It's our any the own power any beam. I tried to make it work several times. Severally. I ended up asking a question that okay, our own power any beam. No, because I see you to be my woman, you're my lady. So obviously, yeah, me support and your life, yeah. I put money into that shit. Yeah, Me, if you know be that lady, I never hear about Alibaba Express or whatever. Oh, now order on your my free. You showed me the app or the website or whatever it was. I was like, okay, cool. You made me understand how it works. Let me put money into that business. We'll make money together. At that time, up till now, safe. I wasn't thinking, is hey, your business not. Means yes, can it be? Because I'm already working.
Thank you guys that are always supporting, that are always following, that are always liking and commenting on our videos on Instagram and all that. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And we thank you so much for the support. We really appreciate that. So back to what I want to talk about. Happy wife, happy life. I hate that phrase, and I firmly believe it's bad for relationships. And then this medical thing that came out pretty much sparked this thing that made me want to go back to that, because for the first time, I actually listened to medical talking. I've never listened to him talk. I don't listen to Ghana music as much, so I've never listened to his music or anything like that, but I know He's a good artist. It's just not my cup of tea. I just don't listen to Ghana music as much. So I'm more of an R&B, you know, slow music kind of person. So when this came out and I was listening to him, I could feel, well, maybe he was high or he's just stressed up or depressed or whatever it is that he's going through. But I could feel for him. I could understand what exactly he's saying. And that made me think about the reason why I hate happy wife, happy life, and why that is bad for relationships. Now, if you look at Fela and Medical's issue, well, from what I listened to Medical talking about, because I haven't listened to Fela say anything or whatever, it's not really my cup of tea, like I mentioned, but, well, one, being a content creator, some of these things sometimes catches your attention and you want to listen to it because it will pop up in other contents that you want to talk about, which was going to pop up anyways because I was going to talk about TK Kirkland's 7 baby mamas or whatever, you know, he interviewed and some disagreements there with the host. So it's just one of those that was definitely going to come up. So when I heard it and I was like, let me listen to this. After listening to everything, the first thing that came to my mind was he has either consciously or subconsciously, intentionally or subconsciously subscribed to that ideology that happy wife makes happy life. And so if you listen to his story, right from the onset of their relationship, he's always tried to do everything for her to make sure she's good. This is what you need, there you go. That's what you need, there you go. With the idea that if she's happy, then we are happy. Now, that is why I say it is very bad. These are my personal opinions. And so if you disagree, you are okay to comment in the session. You're okay to reach out to me, talk to me. I'm good. As much as I'm very quiet, you know, when it comes to talking to people that I'm not really cool with, trust me, I'm open to talk to whoever wants to. Now, most people will disagree with me, especially I'm sure, like from our culture, the Ghanaian community, the elderly ones will probably disagree, or most of them will disagree. But hey, like I said, I'm more of a contrarian. I always look at the other side of things and try to understand what the other side looks like. Now, happy wife, happy life. That is what I see happening. And that is what I feel like I believe Medical did. And that is where his mistake and the downfall of the entire relationship he had went wrong. Two things are bound to happen, in my opinion, when you subscribe to that happy wife, happy life. Two things are bound to happen. I'm more of a conservative, so I believe in the man being the head of the household, the man being the provider, the protector of his family and all that. And when you subscribe to the happy wife, happy life, what happened is you will gradually move from being the head of your family to handling over that authority or that position to her. Because now, in our modern term, you tend to kiss her ass. Excuse my language. That is what you tend to do. Because now, whatever she wants is what you do. Whatever makes her happy is what you do. And that is not the type of relationship that men should hope for or wish they get into. That is not it. I believe when you subscribe to that notion or that idea that if your wife is happy, then you are happy, you are basically giving up your right to being the head, because now you do everything she says, you do what she wants. Now let's put it this way. Like, let's take, if you have kids, for example. I'm not saying your wife is more like your kid. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a thin line when it comes to these two things. If you ask a parent that, is it a good idea that you provide everything your child asks for, most parents should or will say, no, you are not supposed to, because you are spoiling the child. That is the same thing that happens to you being the head of your household, you being the man that makes the decision for the family. If all you do is to provide for your woman and whatever she says, there it goes. Whatever she wants to do, there it is. And you tend to have this euphemism when it comes to your own family, which is not something that I personally do when it comes to people that I'm in close contact. I'm raw cat. Like, I will tell you as it is. I'm not trying to find any other ways to make you feel good about it. And most people that know me will tell you. I will tell you as it is. If you feel offended, hey, it is what it is. Now, if you have a family, that is how it should be. Now, going to that extent where whatever the woman wants, you provide. Like Medical is saying, she wanted it, I did it. She wanted that, I did it. She needed a car, I did it. She needed money for business, I did it. She wanted to travel to Europe, I took her on tour. She wanted to go here, I did it. She, like, pretty much just basically doing everything that she wants. Now, you are either going to give the head of household to her, and with time, if you guys are still together, she will run the household, because what she says goes. The other side of it is that you are spoiling her. You are nurturing her to believe in a false reality that whatever she wants, she gets. She is on top of queens. She's the queen of queens. She's on top of everybody, believing in that false reality that she says it and there it is. And with time and years, if you treat a woman like this for a while, it will get to a point you will not be able to provide what she wants, because it will keep coming. Humans have this thing where if you continue to give, you will continue to ask. It's not just humans. It just happens in pretty much living things. If you even if you have a dog and you don't train your dog in a certain way, and whatever the dog does, you allow it, it will continue to do it because you allow it. And it will even get worse with time. And that's what most of the time, and like I said earlier, I'm not comparing it to having kids, but if you have kids and you don't train them a certain way and you allow them to just get whatever they want and you keep spoiling them and keep spoiling them, these kids will gradually grow up and they will make the worst of the worst decisions and do some of the dumbest things because they just believe in this false reality. It's all about them. Whatever they want, they have to get it. Whatever they need, it needs to pop up. That is that reality that you create for your partner when you believe in happy wife, happy life, meaning whatever she gets, whatever she wants, she gets it. She says it, and even if you don't have it, you will make it happen. And boom, here it is. You got it. Now, she will believe that to the extent that now she will want more, and either you don't have it, or in a timely manner, you don't have it now to provide. And in Medical's case, listen to the story. That is what happened. From the gate before they got married, he started with buying her a car. She needs a car. You got it. She wants to go to China and do this. You got it. She wants to do this. You got it. And it got to the point where she wants to go to the United States. You said you would do it, but it did not happen in the timely manner. And two, from Medica's own story, he's saying she is now comparing herself to other celebrities and wants to be the kind that travels around and do this and do that. Now she's been groomed to believe in this false reality that whatever she wants, she's supposed to get. And since you cannot provide that, she needs somebody else to provide that. So what happens? I want out of that relationship. Few things are bound to happen when you believe in that happy wife, happy life. No, as a man, and like I said earlier, I'm the kind that is from an African home. I'm the kind that is still holding on to conservative way of living in terms of relationships. And so I believe if you are the man of your house and you want to provide and you want to protect, it just means that sometimes what people ask for, what your partner will ask for, what your kids will ask for, you will say no. It just means that if you want to protect, then in most instances, or in some instances, I should say, in some instances, if your partner also subscribes to that same old-fashioned conservative way of coming to the head of the house, which is the husband, and saying, I want to go here, or I want to do that, you, the man that is the protector, can look at the situation and say, I don't think that is safe. I don't think that is a good idea. That is you being a protector and a provider. And in instances where we just say, oh, happy wife, happy life, meaning she can go wherever she wants to go, she can wear whatever she wants to wear, she can do whatever she wants to do, she can get whatever she wants to get, and eventually disrespect will follow. And like I've been saying on a lot of our previous episodes, once this is disrespect sets in into a relationship, in my opinion, that relationship is halfway over. It would take a lot of work to put it together. Once you start insulting your partner, once you can boldly look at your partner's face and say filthy words, that relationship is halfway over. It would take a lot of work to get it back together. And some of these things usually will get you there. It will usually get you there because now you allow anything. You allow everything. You are not the head of the house. You don't make the decisions. She does, because whatever she wants, she gets. Whatever she says goes. once she's happy, it's happy life. Screw happiness. Who says life is all about happiness? Who says relationship is supposed to be all about happiness? There were a lot of things that puts a relationship together. And relationship, all relationship, personally, I believe, all relationship, every single one of them has a transaction built in it. There is a transactional piece of that relationship. That is not all it is, but there is a transactional piece. And then once you fail to realize that and to protect that as the man of your house and to be in charge and to run the household, everything will run off the truck. It will run off the truck. And I personally believe that is where this went. It went from, I will do everything she wants because she's above and beyond, or I will do everything she wants because that means I'm a man. Because there is this false belief that if you go ahead and do everything your woman wants, that makes you a man. If you provide everything your woman wants, that makes you a man. That is a lie. And so she manipulated her way through and was able to receive everything she wanted. And then now she wants something that you cannot provide in a timely manner. So she's out of it. Because now she wants to be like these other celebrities that travels the world, that does this, that does that. Maybe you are not there yet because you are still on working your career out, doing a lot of things. You cannot afford doing all that because y'all have a baby now. But she doesn't want that. She now wants to be like somebody else. And you can afford that. Like I mentioned earlier on, you nurtured her slowly into this. And a lot of people say, well, they married young, whatever, whatever. I'm a firm believer in marrying young. I do believe that. I do believe in marrying young compared to marrying at an age where you have everything put together. Because then you are a fully grown, matured human being that has an idea. I will make that argument later. You know what? I'll make that argument later on a different episode. As to why I believe marrying young is better than marrying when you are fully grown and fully settled and have your these sets of rules and beliefs. Like, I will make that argument at some point later. So I don't believe it's more about marrying young. I just believe it's more about not understanding what they were getting into and believing in what makes a man, that I think he thought wrong as to what makes a man. And that led gradually to this, personally. You know, there were so many pieces to this part. When I watched the video, I heard other people also say, well, he shouldn't say anything because the norm is that men usually don't talk about the things that goes on in their marriages, their relationships and all that. And others were like, yeah, men are tired of always being silent and watching the woman bully them when it comes to divorces and things like that. Personally, for me, I still believe he should just shut the hell up and not say anything. Because whatever happens intimate-wise or whatever happens in a relationship is for you guys' relationship. It's not for the public. That's what I believe. And so you put yourself in a situation where now people are drilling you for what she says and you have to blame yourself for that. Personally, keep it to yourself and hold on to it. Because what happened in that relationship, and she did this or she did that, she brought the edibles in the house and all that, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't. And I feel like he didn't really think through a lot of things. And listening to him, I felt for him. I felt bad for him. I was like, yo, I hope he gets the help he needs, because this can really go sideways real quick. How depression and, you know, all these things can easily set in. I felt for him, but at the same time, I felt like he didn't think through a lot of stuff, especially when I heard the first time when the rumor started and then he had, you know, covered the tattoo of her name and stuff. I said, yeah, he didn't think through that. He never thought forward like that. When he said, I do, he thought that was it. Because tattooing somebody's name on you means you have to actually think through it to the possibility of what if. And he didn't really think through it. And like I said, I think he has a false sense of who a man should be or he has intentionally or subconsciously or not intentionally, however way, subscribed to the idea that happy wife, happy life, and it didn't go right. It didn't go well. That is what I personally believe. And my advice to whoever going through breakups and all that, just shut the hell up. Whatever happened between two people, happened between two people. It didn't happen between you and the world. You're not supposed to talk about it to the world. Don't talk about it. If you feel hurt, it's because you did something wrong and you need to face the consequences for it. You have to deal with it one way or the other. I don't think it's for the world to know people's business. And I think, and that is why I do believe that, well, as much as Medica said a lot, that even gave me an idea as to what exactly I personally believe he did wrong, I think he shouldn't have. Should I just kept it to himself? It's just between you two. If you can work it out amicably and you have to go through the court system to get all this sorted out, then so be it. A lesson to be learned, right? A lesson to be learned. But hey, thanks once again. Peace out.